Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Okay, Democrats, what do you think? Should Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton switch roles and have an Obama-Clinton ticket in 2012? Or even should Hillary Clinton run to try to take the nomination away from the sitting Barack Obama? It's a little late for that, I think. Kay in White Plains, you're on WNYC. Hi, Kay.
Hi.
So?
I feel like I don't know about Hillary trying to take the nomination away. I've often thought about a do-over from last election. I feel that Hillary has more experience, and Barack needed to get more experience before he had the responsibilities of president. Didn't have a chance to do that.
What do you think specifically might be different today if Hillary had been elected?
I'm not sure.
I mean, you know the Republicans would have been the quote-unquote party of no.
Yes.
As staunchly as they've been against Obama.
I feel like she might have been a little more thick-skinned or stood up a little bit more to some of the nonsense that the Republicans have been forcing on everyone.
So you want to see Obama-Hillary? Barack-Hillary? Obama-Clinton?
That would be a good possibility. I don't think that there's any way of getting her into the presidential position at this point in time, but
you'd be a little jazzed if she got added to the ticket. Sounds like only a little.
Yeah, I think so. I don't feel like Joe Biden has particularly distinguished himself. So,
thank you very much.
She's been solid as Secretary of State. So,
okay, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. And, of course, it's usually the role of the vice president to take a low profile. That might be one of the arguments against. She's, by definition, a high-profile person. It's hard to – it's not even up to her at this point necessarily. So is it the right role for her, or would the spotlight keep shifting to her and actually make it harder for a reelected President Obama in some way? That might be one of the arguments against. Rochelle in Forest Hills, you're on WNYC. Hi, Rochelle.
Hi. I think that Hillary always was a better candidate than Obama when she ran against him. I think that what happened was Obama became, if you'll pardon the expression, the great white hope. I feel that she should have been the candidate. Together, they'd make a terrific ticket. I don't think she'd agree to do it. And I don't think the Obamas would have her. I think everything the Clintons are, their ability to schmooze, their ability to make friends, their knowledge of Congress, the fact that Hillary is a fighter, she would have made some president. She would have known how to cope with a do-nothing Congress, an obstinate Congress. Obama doesn't threaten anyone. They walk all over him, I feel. And by the way, I voted for Obama because there was no alternative as far as I'm concerned. I think it won't happen, but I wish it would. As far as her being the nominee, taking the candidacy away from Obama at this point, it's not going to happen. What would be nice is if she was vice president, she would be in a position to run come 2016.
Thank you very much, Rochelle. By the way, from Bill Keller's piece, he quotes Gallup, and according to those poll results, she is the most admired woman in America for the 10th year in a row. Laps ahead of, in order, Oprah Winfrey, Michelle Obama, Sarah Palin, and Condoleezza Rice. Her approval rating of 64% is the highest of any political figure in the country right now. But Tim in Manasquan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Tim.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you think?
I had a buyer's remorse over I voted for Barack Obama, and I had buyer's remorse over him. Within a few months of his administration, and looking back on it, I feel Hillary Clinton, like your other speakers have said, had a lot more experience, and she probably would have been able to maneuver through the Congress, the obstacles Congress put in front of her a lot better than Barack Obama. Also, I feel like I poured too many of my liberal idealized hopes into him because I didn't really know much about him. And Hillary, I felt, was a little more, a little stale. But looking back on it, I feel as though that she would have done a better job.
And would you be excited by this placement of her on the ticket as a running mate?
Yeah, running mate, I think so, but not running against. I think they would've, it would be like a Jimmy Carter type of situation all over again, where it would just undermine Barack Obama. I think he'd beat her in the end, and I think it would undermine his ability to win the presidential election. So I think running mate would be great, but running against him would be horrific for the party.
Thanks a lot. And that's certainly the recent history. When you have an insurgent candidate running against a sitting president running for his own renomination, it does not work out well for that party. Think Pat Buchanan versus George H.W. Bush in 1992. Think Ted Kennedy versus Jimmy Carter, as Tim brings up, in 1980. So that certainly would be likely to be a Democratic Party disaster if Hillary were to do that. But, you know, it's already New Hampshire primary day, so she's not doing that unless something happens and he completely collapses in his ability to govern between now and the convention. But it's just not going to happen. Joanna in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hello, Joanna.
Hi, good morning. My thing is, I believe that in the beginning that Hillary and Obama should have ran at this, you know, together instead of Biden. I think they would have made a better team for, you know, the decisions that's in the United States right now against the Republicans.
What do you think she would have done differently as president?
As president? I don't know. I can't say right now. I think it would have been somewhat the same as Barack, because the economy right now was really tough. And to clean up the Republicans' mess, it's like...
Thank you. Go ahead. Finish the thought.
I think that they would have made a better job, period.
Joanna, thanks. Call us again. Karen in Manhattan writes, as much as I love Hillary, I would still have to vote against Obama. His presidency has been a disaster for our economy and our country. One comment from our website. Damien in Westfield, you're on WNYC. Hi, Damien.
Good morning, Brian. Love the show.
Thank you. What do you think?
So, unlike Mitt Romney, my opinion is that President Obama doesn't like to fire people, so I don't think it's very realistic. And take a look at the number of the amount of turnover in the cabinet. Unlike other presidents, I think this is starkly low. So although it's a fascinating idea, I think a lot of people would love to see Hillary as the VP. I don't think it's realistic.
Of course, it's not exactly the same as firing someone, making them Secretary of State of the United States.
Well, yeah, but if you're going to get rid of number two, I mean, that's not going to come from, you know, other people's opinion. That's going to come from the office of the president. And I just don't see him making that kind of a tough decision. I mean, he has a long history now of you know, using compromise as an excuse for letting the Republicans walk all over everything he wants to get accomplished. I mean, personally, I would actually see a more fascinating combination of Bill Clinton as the VP candidate.
Oh, I don't think he's allowed to by law, because he can't become president again.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, but it's still any chance of getting either Hillary or Bill back into the White House, I think a lot of people would be interested in that.
Thank you very much. New York and New Jersey love the Clintons. We can fact check that. I'll double check that, but I'm pretty sure that they couldn't put Bill Clinton on the ticket because he's been elected president twice already, even as vice president. All right, one more. Ashley in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ashley.
Hi. My comment is that the effect on the ticket notwithstanding, I think it would be a terrific loss to lose Hillary as Secretary of State. I think she's been a great Secretary of State. And I don't think Biden has the diplomatic chops for the job.
Thank you. Really, as big a foreign policy wonk as he's been and knows the world. We know he knows the world. You think he's just not a diplomat because he's got
considered the way
he's got too big a mouth.
Right.
Thank you very much. All right, listeners, you can keep posting on that little fantasy, if it is a fantasy, for the Biden-Clinton job swap at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And coming up next, the weather. Or is January this warm for a reason? Stay with us.